plant your roots in it. Dusty headlight, dance with your boots in it. You write her name on it, spin your tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it. Taking a shovel to it, you stuck some crosses and some painted goalposts through it. You know you came from it, and someday you'll return to this hellshade.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris unveiled her economic plan Friday, calling for programs to help families buy homes and cut the cost of groceries and medicine. It will cost a lot of money over a 10-year period. So what's the Trump plan cost? ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has some answers for both.
A look at the proposals that the vice president put forward is estimated to increase the federal deficit by $1.7 trillion. You can't really talk about the deficit without talking about the impact of what little we know about former President Trump's economic policies. He's made a big pledge to extend those tax cuts. Just extending the Trump tax cuts, a key kind of issue of his 2017 legislative agenda, trying to do that again if he's elected again, that would increase the deficit by more than $4 trillion.
After 2 days of talks on a ceasefire and hostage release in the Israel-Hamas war, President Biden says we're closer than we've ever been. More talks are set for next week. This is ABC News. California Governor Gavin Newsom Friday signing a package of 10 bills to crack down on widespread retail theft. Governor Newsom at the signing ceremony in San Jose Friday.
Across this state, we've been working on prosecution, vertical prosecution investigations. We've been working on advancing and enhancing technology to address the issue of retail theft.
The new laws make it easier for police and district attorneys to go after repeat shoplifters, auto thieves, and resellers of stolen goods. A Florida jury has convicted a white woman of first-degree felony manslaughter for the deadly shooting of her neighbor, a black mother of four, during an ongoing dispute over the neighbor's children. Susan Lawrence fired through her front door at A.J. Owens, who was unarmed and standing outside with her now 10-year-old son. The all-white jury rejected Lawrence's claim that she feared for her life. The Independent Commission to Investigate the October 2023 mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, revealed it will be releasing its final report this coming